Also, it was a dial phone, whereas now it's a digital phone. So you had that wonderful central experience of pulling the dial round and letting it find its way back with a purring sound. That was very enjoyable. And also, in London, probably the same in America, in New York as well, you had numbers and letters.
You have different rings. In other words, like 5 or 10 families, it depends on how much you wanted to pay, would be on this phone. And the first family would have one ring, and then another family would have 2 rings, and things like that. So you could only pick it up when it was your ring, unless you wanted to listen on other conversations.
Well, you do know that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, the voice on the phone. And I actually teach people how to do that, how to teach inflection, because you don't have the face-to-face, and you don't have a smile to go with it. All you have is the inflection in your voice and the hesitation or the pause when you speak. So you can come across angry, you can put a smile on it, you can do it any way you want if you use inflection. And you can only use tones of your voice, and you can use inflection, and you can use pauses. But you can do exactly that. And I've actually taught receptionists how to actually answer a phone and to do it with a smile. And it comes across very clearly on the phone, so that's actually right up my alley as far as what I do. And since you're recording this, I'm going to give you a little bit of history. You don't remember this, but in the old days, the quality of the phone service was very, very bad. You and I wouldn't be able to have a conversation right now like we are. I would have to speak up very, very loud and have to enunciate my words very, very clearly so you could understand me, which is really why they didn't think there was any commercial use of a telephone, because it was such poor quality. But the operators who took the calls were taught to speak in two-syllable words, like the number 9 was pronounced nyan. It had to be 2 syllables because the simple word 9 wasn't heard over the phone. When you said 9 or 6 or 3, it wasn't heard over a phone because it was just not a long enough word. So they were taught to enunciate, but then they also were taught how to put a smile on the conversation. Or how to put urgency into a conversation. It was all done with voice. So your study is amazing to me, because that's exactly what I do.
The other thing is that in the period where you had those dial phones, and if you went into a telephone kiosk, a telephone booth, public telephone, in those days you had a button A and a button B, and I think a phone call was either one penny or tuppence. I think it was tuppence. And so you put your 2 pence in and dialed the number you wanted, and then you press button A, and the pennies fell in to be collected by the company. If the person was out, you didn't get an answer, you pressed button B, and the 2 pennies tumbled down into a little place to capture them, a little sort of cup fixed to the telephone box, and you walked away. But as kids, sometimes they got stuck, so we could never go past the telephone kiosk without pressing button B to see if or looking at scooping into the cup for the money, and seeing if we could get ourselves a penny or a couple of pennies, so that we could buy some sweets or whatever.